Well, I asked Marco about an experience that made him cry, and he started talking about his childhood when he was like, he lives back at home, he lives in front of a highway, and he always likes to ride his bicycle. But they only allow him to take the bike when his parents are there. But one day he was left alone and he got a chance to take the bike outside, and he almost got ran over in the highway. And when his mother knew about it, she gave him not the beating, but at least a punishment that he could never forget. So that's one of the stories, I mean, one of the experiences he said that made him cry. And as a matter of fact, he was telling me about that up until now, he still feels that slap on his right cheek. Then the latest one that he couldn't forget is when he went back home, because Marco is a big fan of soccer. Mm-hmm. And he's a fan of the Galatasaray, which is a soccer team. And there was this, he went there to watch the final game. But this final game, his team needed to win, and then the opposing team of his favorite team needed to lose that other game, which is consequently being played at the same time. So during the game that he went to, he was able to, his favorite team won with 2 points.
Right.
So with 3 points. And then after that, when they were looking at, in the stadium, they were looking at the other, at the big screen, and he said that they were all anticipating and watching the game of the opposing team. And then for him, that's the worst 60 minutes that he experienced, he said, because the anguish of waiting for the other team to finish was unbearable. And then when on the last 1 minute, it was a 1-1 game, and the last minute when all the while he was thinking that they're gonna win and be on the championship, the other opposing team scored another goal. So within that 1 minute, he experienced the elation of winning and the agony of defeat.
Wow.
So that's the worst experience he said he ever had. His childhood bike and the soccer game.
Wow.